Real College Podcast is presented by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K.
All right, if everyone could just take their seats, please. Quiet down. Quiet down so we can get started. All right. Yes, yes, you. Take your seat. Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Patrick. I'll be your host this year. It's nice to meet you all. It's a very exciting time here at the University of Minnesota. We start school tomorrow. How exciting is that? Before we jump into the day, I figure I'd tell you about our show and what we're going to be doing here on today's show. Hannah and Jackie, our producers, talked to many of you, many freshmen during move-in weekend, and they picked their brains about what they're expecting in their first year of college. And then after that, we've got our producer, Max Fuller. He's going to tell us about some safe spaces for the students of color we have here on the University of Minnesota campus. And then after that, we're going to go down, take a trip down memory lane as some of the staff here at the podcast will tell us about some of their favorite memories from freshman year. And then Emily LePain will bring us the word on the street. We've got a full show today, so we should jump right in right here on Radio K's Real College Podcast.
Last Monday, we stood outside Super Block for an hour and stopped freshmen and their parents to ask a few questions and answer a few for them.
Like, which way is Territorial Hall?
Right.
First, we asked the freshmen what they're most looking forward to this year.
I guess I'm looking forward to meeting new people and exploring the city.
I'm really excited just for being in the dorms and having this giant campus with all these opportunities to take advantage of.
Really the independence of being able to be on my own, I guess, not trying to not be under my parents' supervision all the time.
I'm looking forward to living in a city with lots of people and things to do and places to eat.
Having a new experience, because for me, I'm from a really small town, and going to Minneapolis is a big change for me, and I'm looking forward to experiencing that.
Probably the sports and everything, watching all the college football games, hockey games, basketball games, and all that.
I'm just meeting all the new people and like being away from home.
Then we asked what challenges they can expect in their first year of college.
Probably academics. I can't imagine my social skills being that bad, but probably academic-wise.
I'm not really looking forward to like walking around campus all day long. I don't really like walking, so yeah.
Just keeping a good balance between like school and social life and not letting it get to my head.
Definitely being able to discipline myself in doing my own work, and because, you know, not being under my parents' supervision has its pros and cons, so definitely not being able to spend time doing homework and stuff.
I think my biggest challenge would be probably the first couple weeks meeting new people, especially coming from like a small town. It might be harder to adjust to a big city like this, but I definitely think there's a lot of things that will help me to meet other people as well as everyone else who is having the same concern.
I'd have to say just meeting people that are like me, I guess, and just finding some friends, I guess.
While we were roaming campus, we found President Eric Kaler pushing a cart, and were able to stop him for a couple of minutes.
So, my question is, so what's your biggest advice for the incoming freshmen this year?
Get out of your room. Go make some new friends. Go have some experiences. Join a club, play a sport, get involved in your classes, and make some new friends. This is a chance of a lifetime to begin a college career, and I think you should embrace it and go out and live life. But make smart decisions. A stupid mistake now can alter the course of your life. So be careful, look out for each other, and be smart.
Awesome. And so thinking back to your freshman year, what was the biggest highlight?
Boy, let's see. Probably it was running water. A long time ago. You know, for me, it really was independence. I left home at age 17, drove 900 miles to go to college, and it just changes your life. I mean, just the ability to be on your own for the first time, be responsible for things that your parents have been taking care of. It's a transformative time.
We also asked parents what their advice is for freshmen.
Work hard, don't take anything
not seriously. Everything counts, and it'll come back later in life and in your future career, just when you least expect it.
Study hard, focus on your major, and enjoy your experience at the University of Minnesota. It's a wonderful time in your life.
Have a lot of fun, but don't get behind on your classes.
Be outgoing and smile at people that you walk by.
My biggest advice for incoming freshmen would be ask a lot of questions. Any problem that you have here at the University of Minnesota, it seems like you can easily get an answer.
Have fun, study hard, make good decisions.
Well, for us, coming from New Ulm, Minnesota, just adjusting to the big city, I guess I would say. Okay. I think the academics he's ready for and other things, everybody, but obviously there were like a little over 50 kids in his high school class, and now there's, 1,000 in the College of Science and Engineering class, so, and 50-some thousand on campus, so I guess that's the biggest concern.
Stay focused, you know, keep your mind on your goal, and don't give in to peer pressure.
The first week of school makes us feel so many different ways all at once. Slightly excited, a bit overwhelmed, immensely depressed, and perhaps if you're an incoming Black student here at the University of Minnesota, there may be an extra dimension of anxiety for you. I'm gonna let you guys in on a little secret. There's a lot of white people here. Although diversity is a buzzword in departments all across campus, in reality, the U is made up of about 82% of students not of color. Not to mention, a lot of these white students are coming from places like rural Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and North and South Dakota, places that aren't exactly famous for their multicultural populations. So while diversity might be an issue that's getting talked about more around campus, the U still remains about as white as a suburban dad named Chuck watching an episode of The Big Bang Theory while wearing some Crocs and plaid shorts. So, as an incoming Black student, it can be really easy to get lost in this sea of whiteness and feel a little out of place. Personally, it feels like almost everywhere I go on campus, there's always people staring at me or asking if I'm in the right building or trying to touch my damn afro. Of course, I'm not saying everybody's racist or anything like that. I'm just saying, as a Black student, it can be really easy to feel as though you don't belong here. So I thought I'd compile a list of 5 places around campus that Black students and other students of color can feel safe, not judged, and able to socialize with other students that look like them. Number 1 is the Black Student Union. This one might seem like a no-brainer, but many students are not aware of the existence of the Black Student Union. With events like the Back to School Barbecue and the Black History Month rap battles and weekly meetings, the BSU is a great way to not only meet other Black students, but also get involved in the inner workings of the university in a unique and fun way. If you want to learn more about the Black Student Union, they hold meetings in room 209 of the Kauffman Memorial Union, or you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/bsu.umn. Number 2 is Applebee Hall. Located on Pleasant Street on the east bank of campus, Applebee Hall houses many of the university's most diverse majors and programs, such as the LGBTQ Studies Department, the Equity and Diversity Administration, the Multicultural Center for Academic Excellence, and the Women's Center. Because nothing says diversity like throwing all the minorities into one building. All jokes aside, Applebee Hall is a great place for Black students to hang out and get some work done, and one of the good places on campus you're sure to see a little diversity. Number 3 on my list is Bleggan Hall and the Social Sciences Building. Bleggan and the adjacent Social Sciences Building are home to many departments and classes that explore the racial and ethnic problems we've been dealing with in America for the last 200 plus years. with departments like African American Studies, History, Sociology, and Human Rights, Blegen Hall and the Social Sciences Building is a great place for black students to come to diversify their minds on subjects close to home. Blegen Hall and the Social Sciences Building are located on the West Bank, right next to our fourth entry on the list, Wilson Library. The U is home to several libraries, and the Wilson Library is certainly one of the best of them for black students, with its great selection of books by black writers and books about black history and other topics dealing with race and ethnicity from around the world. The calm and quiet atmosphere of Wilson can be a nice change of pace from the fast-paced whirlwind that other parts of campus can be. And finally, number 5, the Twin Cities themselves. You might not always be able to find solace in the places on campus that I've listed, so why not venture into the Twin Cities? While Minneapolis and St. Paul have their own issues with diversity, there are a lot more places and spaces in the cities that will give black students an opportunity to feel as though they belong and interact with other black people and people of other cultures. There are so many different places that it would be hard to name them all in such a short amount of time, so get out there and explore for yourself. For the Real College Podcast, I'm Max Fuller.
You're listening to Real College Podcast. I'm Emily LePain, bringing you this week's Word on the Street. On Wednesday, September 7th, Rocky Vitolito will be playing at the 7th Street Entry with special guest Chris Staples. Doors open at 8 p.m. for this 18-plus event. Hailing from Seattle, Rocky Vitolito has been relentlessly touring for the better part of 2 decades as either a singer-songwriter or with his former cult punk band Waxwing. He's presenting his new EP, Sawdust and Shavings, showcasing his stripped-down, more intimate versions of songs from his last full-length album, Hospital Handshakes. From his 2006 release, Makers, here's the song White Daisy Passing.
Please, slow it down. There's a secret magic password that you only notice when you're looking back at it. And all I wanna do is turn around. Down to sleep on the bottom of the ocean, 'cause I couldn't let go in the water at the setting sun. Passing white daisies, taking turns. Close the door, walk into the street, catching raindrops on your tongue. And for a stops, but it won't last, man. Just a passing moment gone.
On Thursday, September 8th, Whitney will be playing at the Triple Rock Social Club with special guest Hoops. Doors open at 7:30 for this 18-plus event. Formed by drummer Julian Ehrlich, formerly of Unknown Mortal Orchestra and the Smith Westerns, and guitarist Matt Kakacek, Whitney was born from a series of laid-back early morning songwriting sessions during one of the harshest winters in Chicago history. They released their debut album, Light Upon the Lake, in June. From that album, here's the song, No Woman.
I left drinking on the city train to spend some time on the road. Then one morning I woke up in L.A., caught my breath on the coast. I've been going through a change. I might
On Friday, September 9th, Explosions in the Sky will be playing at First Avenue with special guests Lower Dens. Doors open at 8 p.m. for this 18-plus event. The instrumental group is fresh off their release of their sixth and latest album, The Wilderness, which is their first non-soundtrack release since 2011's Take Care, Take Care, Take Care. True to its title, The Wilderness explores the infinite unknown and the band's own definition of space as a compositional tool. From their album Take Care, Take Care, Take Care, here's the song Last Known Surroundings. That's it for this week's Word on the Street. For Real College Podcast, I'm Emily LePain. So I guess the fondest memory I have of my freshman year, I went to UW-Eau Claire in Wisconsin, and my freshman roommate, she would do these weird things in her sleep. Not necessarily sleepwalking, but she would kind of like argue with people in her sleep, whoever came into the room. I don't know, it's hard to tell if she was like remembering these things or not, or if she was just messing with us. Not sure. Either way, we decided one night to record her while she was sleeping to see if we could catch on video the weird stuff that she was doing, and we ended up getting about like 4 hours of footage before the camera died, but it was probably the most uneventful night of sleep that she ever had, so it was a total bust. But other than that, just like the food, having pretty much an all-you-can-eat brownie buffet every single day was the best thing ever.
My freshman year in college was at Florida State University, and some significant things happened that year. One, I had my hair cut for the first time in 6 years, I believe. Two, I sprained my ankle at a ska show and had to hobble around campus on crutches, and there are significant hills in Tallahassee. And three, I remember staying up almost all night playing Parappa the Rappa on the original PlayStation.
So during the spring semester, just when the days were starting to get warm enough where people were wearing their short sleeves again, my friends and I were sitting in front of Ford Hall on the lawn and just taking in some sunshine between our classes that day. And one of my friends, we had been making friendship bracelets, and he took the end of my friendship bracelet and told me to take the other end. And he pulled it tight and said, "There, now we have a finish line for ants. It gives them a sense of purpose." And it was the most ridiculous and most brilliant thing that I had ever had someone say to me, and it really stuck with me through the summer, and was just a really happy memory for me to keep.
I remember my freshman year. The semester had just ended, and I was going to sell my books back, and I had no idea about the buyback system at the time. I just knew that I had spent an exorbitant, crazy amount of money on these books, so I was expecting to get a bunch of money back for the books. So in my head, I'm thinking about all the stuff I'm going to get with this money. Like, dang, yeah, I'm about to sell my books back, you know, get a couple $100, probably hit up the mall or something, get a little fresh, you know what I mean? And I get up to the buyback office and I hand them all my books and they scan one, scan the other, scan the next, scan the next, scan the next. And the lady looks at me dead in the eyes and she says, $525. And I was like, oh, you mean like $525? Cool, man, that's even more than I paid for the book. And she's like, no, $525. And I'm like, oh, you must have, you know, read the decimal wrong. Maybe $52.05. She said, nope, $5.25. I said, for $5.25? Are you for real? You can't even get a Chipotle burrito with $5.25. Are you telling me that my college education for that semester isn't even worth a Chipotle burrito? You can't even buy 20 chicken McNuggets for $5.25 from McDonald's. Come on, man! And that's one of the many times my freshman year that I realized being an adult freaking sucks.
Okay, so my freshman year was not... typical, I suppose. I went to St. Thomas, University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, and yeah, I kind of had a hard time acclimating. You know, I was my senior year of high school, I kind of like came into my own, and so all of a sudden I was like transplanted into this new place, and it's kind of hard for me. So I spent, you know, the first couple weeks, couple months or whatever, kind of just moping around as I want to do. But later in the semester, it was like November, December. We had this huge snowfall. It was like snow everywhere. And at St. Thomas, there are two main boys' dorms who kind of, you know, make a little rivalry because, of course they do. And so one night it's like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, you know, the snow hits, and we're all having a massive snowball fight. And that was kind of like the first time that I felt like, okay, yeah, this is really a lot of fun, and, you know, I'm making some friends, and, you know, there's snow, which is just, you know, romantic. So that was nice. And then I ended up transferring like 3 weeks later. So that's my story.
Okay, so freshman year, what happened? I was coming to the end of the pixie cut era that I had my senior year. My hair was growing out. It was like the in-between stage between like actually having decently long hair and having a pixie cut. So it was like weird and shaggy, and I looked like really weird. And it was a good old time coming into college with that. That was fun. I dislocated my thumb in like March during the Frozen Four match against Boston or some Boston team. I don't remember who it was, but the hockey team lost, and I picked up the lid of an ottoman and I slammed it down and I popped my thumb out, so that was a good time. Other than that, I can't really remember anything. I didn't really do much, I feel. I was very school oriented and I had an insane workload freshman year, just in general. I had a lot of homework, more than a lot of people I knew, which was a little ridiculous because it's freshman year, you're supposed to be having fun. But, oh well. I was kind of weird and nerdy. I still am weird and nerdy. Never change, kids. Staying at the Ace Hotel, the call will allow. I would just be floating to you now. It would make it past and let it pass on. I'm climbing the dash, that's key. That's it for Real College Podcast this week, back to school edition. And as President Kaler said, you should get involved. If you want to get involved with Radio K or perhaps Real College Podcast, it sure is fun to make. Give us a ring. Hit us up. You can email training@radiok.org to get involved with all kinds of Radio K fun stuff. Real College Podcast is produced by Jackie Renzetti, Emily LePain, and Max Fuller. Managing editor is me, Patrick Sharkey. And I wish you luck with all of the fun stuff coming ahead. See you next week. So I would have walked across any thousand lands, but that way I didn't need you that day. I'm not gonna need you anytime.
gonna take it as it goes. I could go forward in the night when I